I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy T, once again live, deep in the heart of Fenway, in good old Boston, Massachusetts. So there's a couple things I want to get off my chest. I've had the last couple days off. I took a little extended weekend. I took off Monday and Tuesday of this week. Do a couple podcasts, get some stuff done around the house, spend some time with my good old kitten Tigger that I've spoken about on a previous podcast, and spend some time with my mom, who's now in rehab. And I'll share that story on another day. It's been pretty stressful. And the best way for me to unwind, I think, was to come here to the podcast. I went to the gym, got a couple workouts in. You know, I'm not writing like I used to. And when I'm not in the office, I can't, you know, focus and take my mind off of things by busting my ass being in the office all day. So I think the podcast is going to be the best way for me to come here and unwind a little bit. And I got a lot of shit on my fucking mind. So I'm going to bang out a few, right? My goal is to launch them on, you know, Tuesday and Thursday, like I said. You can follow along here on iTunes. I'm going to try to get on some other platforms eventually. If you people who come over from T-Blog, I'm still on tblog.com, T-BLAWG.com. So you can go there to listen to all the podcasts. Just like I said, go to iTunes. I think most of you find it on iTunes. Your Android people, maybe go to the website. Do what you need to do. I appreciate it. Again, you can find me all over social media. The T-Blog page is on Facebook and on Instagram. I'm shifting the Instagram. That's some photos that I take. It's not the humor and all that crazy shit that I'm into. That's on the T-Podcast, and that's the_T-Podcast. Check me out on Instagram. There's the T-Podcast Facebook page. I got to stop promoting that, get some likes on there, and on Twitter. So basically, people, just search T-Blog or the T-Podcast on all the platforms, and you will find my shit. So let me put that aside. Today I want to talk about a couple things. Sports related. It's been a crazy fucking first 3 weeks of this NFL season. No doubt about it. As of this recording, my beloved, beautiful New England Patriots are 1-2. Now, I'm not pushing the fucking panic button. I know a lot of people around here in Boston, in New England are. I don't know why. We've gone through this many times before. The New England Patriots are notorious, fucking notorious, for starting the season slow. September has always been slow in New England. Why? It's because there's always changes going on. People are always unhealthy. Somebody's always fucking suspended because the NFL is fucking in cahoots against my team. So they always start off slow. They go 2-2 almost every year like fucking clockwork. 1 year Tom Brady was suspended. This year's Julian Edelman. 1 year Gronk is out. Somebody's hurt. Somebody's missing. That's how they start. Because Belichick and Brady want to get a feel for the team. They want to try out some new plays, some new players, and find out what works. And after that week 4, come week 5 and beyond, what do? They go back to what they've always known. Getting the ball to Gronk. Getting it to a slot receiver, which used to be Wes Welker back in the day. Now it's Julian Edelman, and he'll be back healthy. And then they do the short little dump and passes to the running backs. James White, Rex Burkhead, when he's healthy again, he'll be doing that too. And then they just light up teams. Now, we have Josh Gordon. He's either going to be the next Ocho Cinco or he's going to be the next Randy Moss. It's either one or the other. He's not going to understand the playbook and he's going to be a bust. Or he's going to be nasty as shit, kick his drug habit, and actually want to play for a team that is a contender. A team that has proven to win historically, over and over again. The dude went from the fucking shitty Cleveland Browns to the New England Patriots. So I'm not worried about my Patriots. Unlike all those other people fucking panicking because they are pink hatters. Those fickle fake fans, they still exist. They've been around since 2001. That's when the Pats won their first Super Bowl. They fucking spread like a virus in 2003 when the fucking Red Sox went and they broke the curse. And they just, ever since then, the pink hatters, oh, they're fickle. Look, pink hatters. The goddamn fucking Cleveland Browns finally won their first game since 2016. Did you see how those fans reacted? Did you see how fucking happy they were? We're spoiled. You're so used to the fucking Pats doing what they do, winning all the time. Now you're going to think that because there's a couple extra losses, which again happens every fucking September, that you all climb up the motherfucking Tobin Bridge and you want to jump off. Oh, Brady's falling off a cliff. There's dissension in the ranks. Oh, nobody likes fucking Bob Kraft, and people don't fucking like Bill Belichick anymore. Feelings are hurt. It's not fun in New England. It's never fucking fun in New England. People don't come to the Patriots to have fucking fun. Do you go to work to have fun? It's work. They come here to fucking win titles. And that system has always worked. If you want to go have fun, go to the fucking Jets. See how much fun they were having losing to the fucking Cleveland Browns for the first fucking win that they got in 2 fucking years. Don't give me that fun shit. I want my championships. And that's what my Boston teams fucking deliver. And that's what the Patriots are going to deliver. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Pats. I want to talk about the rest of the NFL season. But the fucking Patriots, true to form, will get their shit together in October. People will come back healthy. People will learn the fucking playbook. Then we'll go back to what works. And then we'll light people up. Then we'll have a dominant fucking December, which we always do. Like, we're undefeated almost every fucking December. We'll go into the playoffs. And then, once again, mark my words, pull this podcast up back in fucking come February. This team, the New England Patriots, will once again be in the fucking Super Bowl. Mark my words. Because the AFC isn't that good. We just started off cold, which we usually do. Maybe a little colder than usual. But we're going to run through the fucking AFC. There's no doubt about it. The Jaguars, maybe they're fucking decent. I wasn't that impressed. They lost to fucking Tennessee this past weekend. They're not that good. We have just been that bad to start, as usual. I'm not worried about the fucking AFC. We're going to get through that division. Now, are we going to be 14-2 like we have been the past couple of seasons? No. Maybe we're 12-4. Maybe we're 11-5. But we're also in the same division as the fucking Jets and the Bills. I'm not worried about it. Oh, Miami started off 3-0. Okay. You come talk to me in January and let me know where the fuck Miami is. It's not where you start the season. It's where you end the fucking season. So I'm not worried about that. But the start of this wild season has some crazy shit going on because I'm over here watching these first few weeks, right? Now, I'm not a gambler because my father was a degenerate gambler, so I don't gamble, but I have a fantasy league at the office that I partake in. I am the defending champion. I won last year 15-1. I am the defending champion, and this year I started off with a fucking loss. I am actually 1-2 just like my New England Patriots. Why? Because week one, I took the New Orleans Saints against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is looking like the Conor McGregor, and I'm going to get into Conor McGregor in a little bit too, of the fucking NFL, is putting up stellar fucking numbers. And the New Orleans Saints fucking defense shit the bed that first week. I started with a loss. I came back and I won last week. This week, I lost again because I went with a sure bet. Only because the first few weeks of the season, I usually go with the sure bets because that is the teams that you think are going to dominate over the other. For instance, I thought the fucking Minnesota Vikings were going to kick the ass of the Buffalo Bills this Sunday. And what happens? Well, Minnesota thought that Buffalo was going to be an easy win. They sat a lot of starters. And Buffalo came out and played that game like they were in the motherfucking Super Bowl. And they beat the Vikings. So now I'm 1-2. Yes. Unlike my Pats, who are true to form this time of the year, I'm putting them aside. But the rest of the NFL, holy fucking shit, what is going on? The fucking Green Bay Packers are 1-1-1. Minnesota Vikings are 1-1-1. The fucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers under Ryan Fitzpatrick were fucking red hot. You got fucking the Cleveland Browns. Of course, nobody's seen fucking that team, this formation with Taylor as their quarterback. But you see Tyrod Taylor before. He played for fucking other teams. But the Browns finally got their first win. The Jets look like shit as usual. And you have fucking other teams out there that started hot and they all got their first loss. The Kansas City Chiefs are on fire. They are fucking 3-0. Of course, they're on the schedule against my fucking Patriots. And then you just see fucking teams like, I don't know, a Pittsburgh Steelers team who, up until recently, Roethlisberger, the rapist that he fucking is, has always been a contender against Tom Brady. He, in between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, Roethlisberger would fucking come in there and win a couple of titles, but it's chaos in there. chaos. Antonio Brown doesn't want to fucking be there. Le'Veon Bell doesn't fucking want to start back there again. And they're out of the contention. So once my Pats get their shit together, they no longer have to worry about a Pittsburgh Steelers team because it's chaos there. That team is all fucked up. Roethlisberger should not even be fucking playing. His body's gone. And let me just get back to the Pats real quick because everybody's talking about that magical Tom Brady cliff that you want to happen. It didn't happen at 37, didn't happen at 38, didn't happen at 39. Sure as fuck didn't happen last year at 40. You think he's going to fall off this magical cliff right now at 41. You thinking that the Pats are losing because of Tom Brady right now? No. He doesn't have his offensive weapons. He doesn't have his Edelman. Gronk was not getting open. It's not Tom Brady. He'll be okay. People like Tom Brady's not trying to get outside the pocket and move around. Where the fuck have you been the last 18 fucking seasons? Tom Brady's not a mobile quarterback. He fucking does not get out of the pocket fucking often. So it's like you're rewriting your brains, people. This is the same fucking Patriots team. Don't worry about what people put on books. They want to sell books because winning teams sell books. Don't worry about the dissension in the ranks. Don't worry about people's relationships and their failings. This is the same Patriots team that people love to hate. Because the shitty teams, they're not writing books about the fucking Jets. They're not writing about dissension and fucking the Cleveland Browns. They're not doing that. They write about the Pats because they fucking sell their ratings. They're the top fucking team. No different than the fucking New York Yankees of fucking baseball. It's okay. And Tom Brady's not falling off a fucking cliff. I'm telling you that right now. The shit that's going on with these other teams, it's not normal. They're out there fucking losing when they should be winning, and teams that usually fucking win are fucking losing, and vice versa. The Pats are exactly where they're supposed to be. I don't expect them to ever start 4-0. They had that one perfect season when they broke all types of records. You had Brady in his fucking prime. You had Randy Moss in his fucking prime. That team was fucking stacked. The Patriots always start like this. They get a feeler out for what's out there, what their team is. They try different types of fucking plays. And then they adjust. That's what fucking goats do. And that's why Tom Brady is a fucking goat. Now, Peyton Manning couldn't even fucking lace up his fucking shoes. Couldn't put his pads on that last season. Osweiler got that team with that fucking nasty defense all the way to the playoffs. And then fucking Peyton Manning barely fucking played that game and beat Tom Brady because that defense at the AFC Championship beat Tom Brady. And then that same fucking Denver Broncos defense won that Super Bowl that year. Fucking Peyton Manning barely even played those last few seasons. That very last season, his body was gone. Tom Brady's not declining. He's not fucking falling over. He's not in pain. Trust me. They'll be okay. The rest of the NFL, I don't know what the fuck is going on these first few weeks. I think eventually they'll fucking adjust. I'm hoping fucking it gets better because besides my Patriots, I love watching football. But I love seeing the action. I honestly, like, the Cleveland Browns winning that game, I watched that game. I thought it would be a clunker against the Jets on a Thursday night. Thursday night, notoriously, they don't have good games anyway because the NFL Network got a shitty deal. But I watched that game and it was fun to watch. I mean, there's some fun football happening. It's not good football, but the rest of the NFL, it's fun to watch, to see this bizarro fucking NFL that we're living in. That, and obviously these bullshit fucking penalties now, where you can't even touch the fucking quarterback at all. They want fucking defenders to let go. Like, don't hug them. When you're coming down on the ground, you have to magically remember to fucking not leave with your helmet, but also unwrap them. Ooh, it's going to hurt someone. You're offending me. Penalties all over the fucking field. The NFL is soft as shit right now. I know this, and you can hear it from a fucking Tom Brady fan. I blame Tom Brady and Peyton Manning for that. No doubt about it. I got to put fucking some blame against my guy. The NFL changed it for their two little fucking pretty boys. Back in my day when I was a kid, Troy Aikman, fucking all those guys, John Elway, they played with fucking concussions, and there was no concussion protocol. Was that a good thing? No. They're all fucked up, all those people now. I mean, that's proven. But, I mean, the quarterback would get sacked. It's a quarterback sack. Now you can't fucking sneeze in their direction. And there's a yellow fucking flag on the field. So, with that said, I had to get my little tirade out there about fucking the NFL. My Pats will be okay. But I want to segue over, right? Speaking of fucking goats, there is somebody that I want to talk about who, to me, is the goat of mixed martial arts, a.k.a. MMA. And that is the fucking cunt himself, Conor McGregor. I love Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, to me, is what Tom Brady is to football. I'm going to sit back one day, and I'm going to be able to say, whether it's to my kids, my grandkids, or maybe fucking I don't even have any. Maybe it's to my fucking pets. Maybe it's to a grown-up fucking Tigger. I don't know. But I'm going to be able to say to myself and anybody who's fucking listening, maybe this podcast is still going as I'm in the fucking elderly home and my teeth are fucking falling out. Maybe I'm fucking going to be able to say that I was able to witness Tom Brady, Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, and Conor McGregor. I got to watch goats do their thing in their respective sport. Conor McGregor. Now, for those of you who don't follow the UFC or dabble in it occasionally, don't follow MMA. I've been a fan a long time. I've been watching this shit since it was unregulated, when there weren't weight classes, back when it was banned in the United States. My father, I've said this on the podcast before, used to steal cable and used to watch all the pay-per-views. Now, Dana White came in and got the funding and got the UFC, made it a business, put in weight classes, put in title belts. It was great. Conor McGregor's fought in a couple of different weight classes, right? Usually fights in the 145, 155, that's where he had his belts. He actually put on 15 pounds. Usually the divisions go between 10 to 15 pounds increments. And he fought Nate Diaz at 170. He lost that first match at 170, came back and won the second one at 170. But he's in his zone between that 145 and that 155. In that weight class, watching what Conor McGregor can do, this day in MMA, it's truly mixed martial arts. Back in the day when I was a kid, you could get by as just a wrestler or somebody that's just a boxer or a striker. They call him striker in MMA. This day and age, you have to be skill set in all of them. You have to have Muay Thai. You have to have Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You have to be able to grapple. You have to be able to wrestle. You have to be able to dirty box. You have to be able to strike. That is something that in this day and age, if you watch the sport, all these athletes are trained across all those different types of fight forms. But each one tends to lean towards a specialty, right? And where we're going with this fight coming up with Conor McGregor making his return to MMA after that Floyd Mayweather fight last year, which, by the way, I don't give a fuck what you say about Floyd Mayweather. I say he runs. Everybody's like, that's his strategy. That's how he fights. Look, let's make this clear right now. Coming from fucking T's mouth right here, right? Floyd Mayweather had 50 fights under his fucking belt. Strategically, if he wants to do that to Pacquiao or anyone else, if he wants to feel them out, go 8, 9, 10 rounds and win by points, or then come in for the fucking knockout or the TKO, that makes sense when you're going up against another professional boxer. Somebody else that Floyd Mayweather fought who had 30, 40, 50 fights under their belt. It makes sense that Floyd Mayweather wants to feel them out. If that's his style, running, which he does, then it makes sense to do that against other professional boxers to have the longevity that he had, to have the career and all the titles that he had, because he dances the entire fucking match and then finally goes in for the kill or tries to win on the point system. Okay? Conor McGregor. Listen to me again. Conor McGregor was not a professional boxer. That fight was his first professional boxing match. So if you want to go with the theory, and I'll play your little fucking game, that's how Floyd Mayweather fights against other boxers, absolutely. Let him go the 8, 9, 10 rounds against professional boxers. That motherfucker went 10 rounds with a first-time boxer in Conor McGregor. And he held his own. Don't tell me that's how he fights, because this guy was an amateur in that ring. MMA aside, he should have finished Conor McGregor off round 1, round 2, round 3, maybe round 4 tops. Conor was hitting him. Floyd couldn't figure him out. Floyd is over fucking rated, because how could he not take an amateur boxer out in those first few rounds? Pacquiao, if you want to go that long, that makes sense. Somebody had 50 fucking fights under their fucking belt, or had a couple of belts, pun intended. That makes sense. Conor McGregor, amateur, professional record, 0-0 in boxing until that fight. He could not beat him. Conor McGregor is that skilled, right? Boxing, back over to MMA, he's a striker. He could knock you out. He did that to Jose Aldo. He knocked him out in 13 fucking seconds and took that belt. Now, some people tend to take a lot away from Conor McGregor because of his shit talking, the fucking and the quints and the fucking beard and the haircut and the tattoos and those custom suits, the fuck you suits, drinking the whiskey, the press conference, turn around saying, who the fuck is that guy? Don't let him run in his mouth take away from the fact that he is the greatest MMA fighter in his weight class to ever step into that fucking octagon. I know that is a distraction, and for you halfway fickle fans or you part-time fans, I get it. You don't follow the sport as thoroughly. But just because he runs his mouth doesn't mean he doesn't back it up. Muhammad Ali in boxing ran his fucking mouth. Some consider him the greatest of all time. Some let their skill set speak for them. Case in point, Tom Brady. See that transition right there? Tom Brady never talks, never runs his mouth. He always says, we need to improve. I need to improve. I need to get better. Needs to work fucking harder. He lets his record speak for himself. He lets his on-the-field play speak for him. He doesn't run his mouth like Conor McGregor. Both GOATs in their respective sport, and GOAT is thrown around way too much these days, but I'm going to use it here for these guys. And there are some people who both run their mouth and speak it with their skill set, and that is Conor McGregor. He will run his mouth, but he goes into that octagon and he backs it up. And that's what I like. I like people like that. I have no problem with people running their fucking mouth. I run my fucking mouth. I do. But the difference is I back it up. Conor McGregor backs it up. It's okay to run your mouth. It's okay to piss people off, to get the fucking people talking about you, to draw ratings. He's a businessman. He knows what the fuck he's doing inside and outside of that cage. And that's why when he goes back into that octagon, even after a fucking almost 2-year layoff against Khabib and Nurmagomedov, I'm not going to try to say his last name. I just know Khabib is a nasty fucking wrestler. He's a nasty grappler. He's 26-0. Two different styles. Conor stands up and he strikes with his hands. Khabib takes you down. He wrestles. It's going to go one of two ways. Conor's going to get his fucking licks in and beat him standing, or Khabib's going to take him down and find a way to submit him. I think Conor McGregor is going to take Khabib, and he's going to take his fucking belt back that he never lost. He never lost the 145. He never lost the 155. And then he'll probably put on 15 pounds and have Nate Diaz, the rubber match, Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor 3. And then I think GSP, Georges St-Pierre, will come down. He'll come down to 170, and we'll have that super fight between Conor McGregor and GSP. Mind you, Conor McGregor just signed a 6-8 fight deal, depending on who you ask, with the UFC. It's going to be his new fucking whiskey that's sponsoring the fights. He's going to have his belts back, and he's committed to the UFC. 6-8 fights. You're talking the next 3 to 4 years. And then he'll probably go off to Hollywood, whatever. He doesn't need the money. He got rumored anywhere from 60 to 80 million from that Floyd Mayweather fight. Probably will be after some point he wraps it up. Maybe another Mayweather fight. Maybe Mayweather decides to finally get into the octagon. That it's all about money. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But Conor McGregor is the GOAT of his respective weight class. Two weight classes, because he has fucking belts in both. And Tom Brady is the motherfucking GOAT in football. No more Joe Montana. Speaks for himself. The guy fucking has 5 Super Bowl rings. He's been there 8 fucking times. There is no more debating behind that. Just like Conor McGregor, when he had both belts at the same time, the first to ever do that. Cormier has 2 now, too. Different weight classes, but Conor McGregor was the first in the UFC to have 2 belts at the same time. And he didn't lose either one. He went off to get that big paycheck, and he deserves that fucking paycheck. The dude is from the slums, the hood of fucking Dublin, Ireland. He comes from nothing. Another reason why I relate to him and respect him. He comes from nothing, made something on his own fucking hands, just busting his ass and knocking people the fuck out. And he became the best. So on October 6th, I am saying that Conor McGregor will get into that ring with Khabib, and he is going to get his fucking belt back and show once again that he is the GOAT of his weight class, just like the way Tom Brady is going to right the fucking Patriots ship and sail that motherfucker all the way back to the Super Bowl again, probably win the Super Bowl, if not this year, maybe next year, and then he will go off to retirement. There is no doubt about that. 2 GOATs, the NFL, Tom Brady, Conor McGregor. That's today's podcast. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, 'cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.